Welcome back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9. Now, we have a new attitude in this new year about how to vacation and really how to decide places to go. And on our first segment, we talked quite a bit about creating that new attitude. But, you know, there are a couple of things that we hear all the time, that is planning and budgeting for vacation. So sitting in with me today to help us talk about and break that down is Nicole, who is on our creative team. She helps produce the show with coming up with creative themes and creative ideas for the show. So welcome to the show, Nicole.
Thank you.
And my main road buddy guy, who's always sitting in here on my right side, helping me hold down everything and keep the show going, is Doc Bill with Sable Island Birdhouses.
It's a pleasure to be here. And if you're ever considering vacations, consider Sable Island Birdhouses, where a birdhouse can be your great place to look out and see the world. Enjoy sunny Georgia, the great beaches, and beautiful wildlife. That's sapleislandbirdhouses.com.
Yeah, and birdhouses are not just for birds. These are birdhouses that are for people, luxury cottages. And also sitting in with us today is Olivia, our intern, who does a lot of things behind the scenes, and she's in the studio today. So welcome, Olivia. Glad to have you here. Now, when you talk about planning a vacation, like I mentioned, we say those words all the time, but let's talk a little bit, Doc Bill and Nicole, about what exactly that means, because I think, like so many things, we throw those words around, but we don't ever really explain to people how to actually go about the process of doing what we're describing. So first of all, I would say get clear on really where you want to go and what you would like to do and see. Because a lot of times we just kind of have a lot of thoughts out there. We have a list. But what do you really want to do? What do you really want to see? What kind of activities do you want to do? And that can really determine if you're going on a cruise, if you're driving, if you're flying. So really one of the first things before you even start the planning is really think about and come up with where you want to go.
Yes, that's so important because not only will that help you sort of budget everything so you can see how long you can be on vacation also.
That's true. And
it'll also help you kind of determine your travel companions as well, because you definitely have to take them into consideration when planning your trip. Like if you're going with your family, that's a very different trip than if you're going with just a friend, mm-hmm. or if you're going with 5 people versus 10 people. Mm-hmm. So definitely very important so everyone is on the same page about what you're going to try to be doing while you're on vacation.
Absolutely. I love that idea. And that really does kind of determine some of the dynamics of what your vacation will be like. But also, too, let's jump into talking about setting a budget, because that is really the key. And you really make a good point there, too, Nicole, in saying that, you know, really kind of depending on how many people, because that also means that maybe you're funneling money into sort of a group budget as well. But when you set a budget, what you're really doing is seeing how much you have to spend, how much money you're coming with, and then what those expenses are. That really is what a budget is all about. And those expenses would cover things like airfare if you're flying, if you're driving, think about gas, fuel, how much it's going to cost. Think about food, not only food that you will consume while you're actually on vacation, but as you're driving, if you're going to stop and have a meal, if it's a long drive, you know, would want to probably stop and have, you know, something more than fast food, you know, here or there. Or if you're going to pack a lunch, you know, so take all of that into consideration. Now, also, too, lodging. There are so many options because a lot of times we think, okay, hotels, are there any deals with hotels? But there are also villas and cottages and all of the vacation rental industry opportunities there for you to really have a lot of people staying in one space as opposed to just, you know, trying to get several hotel rooms for everyone. Car rentals, souvenirs, you're going to want to bring some things back. What about currency exchange? If you're traveling international, think about what those fees will be, as well as credit card. If you're going to use credit cards when you're traveling internationally, there are fees that are associated with that. So think of all of those little pieces and expenses that can really kind of dip into that budget or into how much you have to spend, and think about all of those.
That's true. And also for a lot of people today, it's also communications. Some people want to have a cell phone with them, and those are things you have to consider, whether your cell phone will work in the area you want to go to, whether you'd have to have your cell phone modified, whether there's going to be a Wi-Fi system. Some people want to keep in touch, and some people don't. So if you're one of those groups of people, you need to work those out in advance.
Absolutely. You need to include that in those expenses. But now, what about an emergency? I know we don't want to think about emergencies, but are there some things that we need to keep in mind with that, do you guys think?
Well, be able to get back, you know.
Yes. What if they have to evacuate you? What do you do?
Yes. Well, you want to get back, and you want to have some cash maybe stashed away in case. My suggestion is 10 to 15% really of the cost of the vacation. So what that means is if you are planning a vacation and you're spending about $5,000, then have about $500, not that you are planning to spend while you're there, but something that's tucked aside in case there is some problem, some unforeseen situation that comes up, so that you're not kind of left with trying to, trying to sort things out.
And how do you keep them? Do you keep it in cash on you, or do you have it like tucked away in your savings account that you can access it with a debit card, or how would you do that?
Well, I think that's a good question, Nicole, and I think you could do either of those. I think you could have the cash on you, but I always recommend, too, that when you're traveling, have a credit card that has a limit that would be sort of the stash amount that would be 10 to 15%. So if you have a credit card that has a clear limit of, say, $500, that would probably be good, too. But I have to tell you, I am a person who loves to have some cash in my hand, just in case the ATM machine isn't working properly or I can't get to it soon enough. So I would say also have some cash, at least, even if it's not that whole 10 to 15% of the sort of emergency stash that you have tucked away.
Yes.
Any other thoughts?
Well, that's true. And again, that's also be a function of where you're going. And you also got to consider the places and where you're going. You also have to deal with papers, whether you need a visa, whether you need a passport, things like that will also be considerations mm-hmm. when you're planning your vacation mm-hmm. and what you're going to do. And that will also determine the places you go, what type of cash you carry, and the mm-hmm. form in which you take it in.
Yes, I had a great moment like that. You guys will love this story. Little anecdote, I was in Bali. We flew in. My travel companion did not want to change her currency ahead of time when we got there, needed a visa when we landed, and had to pay cash to get it. It was a very funny moment when there were no ATMs to get to because you can't get out of the airport, of course, because you need your visa to get out. So it's a prime example of having a little bit of cash on you. Yeah.
Absolutely. That is a good point. And also, too, adding to those expenses, Doc Bill, you brought up passports. If you don't already have your passport, that will be an expense that you need to consider as part of the planning, as well as any visas you may need may be an expense as well. Just all of those things.
And also exit fees. Some countries you have to pay to leave.
That's true. For them to get you back to the States. Absolutely. So just think of all of those things. But first, determining where you're going to go is so important because it really does kind of dictate what these other pieces and parts would be. Okay, so we're coming down on the end of this segment. So let's go through a couple of other things because there are some more things that we need to probably keep in mind. Now, what about including everyone as part? I know you mentioned, to sort out what type of vacation, but I think including everyone in the planning so that your planning doesn't get stalled a little later down the way. Where someone said, oh, well, I thought we were going to Disneyland. Well, no, we're not going to Disneyland. We're going to Washington, D.C. to see all of the historic sites. So just planning with everyone in mind who's going to be part of it. Any other thoughts?
Well, that's true. You do some research. The Internet's a great place to go to look at places. Field guides are good to look at to see where you're going to go. And also calling friends or people who have taken similar vacations or going to those areas there. Utilize their experience in going to places like that. That's quite helpful.
Mm-hmm. And I also think people underestimate just thinking about how you're packing, too, depending on where you're going. Not only the clothes you need, but any sort of cords and cables you need, that kind of thing as well.
Absolutely. You don't want to leave those electronic cords behind, especially as Doc Bill mentioned, if you have to stay connected. So you want to be able to charge that iPhone, be able to charge that iPad and your computer if you have those with you. Yeah, another thing that I like to do, too, is we talk a lot on the show about staycations. So I really like to make the planning part of the vacation really sort of part of, part of the vacation itself. So have a staycation maybe where you plan a themed dinner. Say, for instance, if you're going to France, maybe, have a French dinner where you cook some French food and make that part of, maybe an evening where you're looking at brochures and looking at things to do. So we'll talk more about the planning when we come back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, WDUN.